Former National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula was granted 50,000 rand bail after her first appearance before the Pretoria Magistrates Court on Thursday. Mapisa-Nqakula handed herself over to the Littleton Police Station on Thursday morning after her failed court bid to interdict her pending arrest amid corruption allegations. The former speaker faces 12 charges of corruption and one of money laundering related to her allegedly receiving more than 2 million rand in kickbacks from a contractor between 2016 to 2019 when she was defense minister. Magistrate Anna Oosthuizen said she was satisfied that Mapisa-Nqakula was eligible for bail at 50,000 rand, despite the state requesting 100,000 rand bail.
Considering all these factors has been prescribed by the Act, case law that was provided to the court. What is important for the court to consider is also the address of the state in this matter, that the applicant handed herself over to the police, that she is willing, and this is an address from Advocate Kerr Phillips, willing to hand in her passport. The state has addressed the court that they are not opposing her release on bail because she's not considered a flight risk. And the state has considered her health as one of the conditions, not opposing bail in this matter. Looking at all these factors and weighing all these factors, the court is then satisfied that the applicant did acquit herself of the onus, that it is in the interest of justice that she be released on bail. So the court is satisfied that the amount initially suggested of 50,000 rand is adequate in this matter. The following conditions is however imposed, and that is that the applicant must hand over her passport as requested by the state on or before Monday the 8th of April, on or before 1600 hours at the Office of the Investigating Officer in this matter, and secondly, that the applicant does not have any contact directly or indirectly with any of the witnesses of the state.
In her affidavit, read by her lawyer, Advocate Graham Kerr Phillips, Mapisa-Nqakula said she believed the state's case against her was weak, adding she was clueless about the case brought against her.
The weakness and difficulties of the allegations against me. Though I have not been furnished with the charges which the state intends putting to my legal representatives, based on the press report I referred to below, that possible charges may be brought against me relating to the allegations of corruption, we need to place on record once again, my lady, we have been given the charge sheet today, and I will refer to it in due course.
Thank you.
I have mentioned above, by virtue of press reports which could only emanate from leaks from someone in the NPA, with insight into the docket, I have gleaned some insight into the weaknesses of the state's case. In demonstrating to this court now that the state's case is exceedingly weak, I rely on the following news reports. An article published by the Sunday Times on the 3rd of March 2024, which I annex as NMN2. I pause to mention that this exhibit was indicated to my attorney as a nearly verbatim account of the main witness whose evidence was obtained using Section 204 of the CPA.
State Prosecutor Advocate Peggy Manyati addressed the submission that the state's case was weak.
When you apply for bail, it is an undesirable strategy to attack the strength of the state's case, particularly when you have not had disclosure of the evidence. On what basis can you say in law and in fact that the state's case is weak when you do not have the evidence? My learned friend is persisting, trying to persuade this court that the state's case is weak. As an officer of the court, I assure your worship, that is simply incorrect. I was trying to be diplomatic by saying to him, do not go that route because you do not have disclosure. I am the lead prosecutor. I know what is in the docket. It is simply incorrect that we are relying on the evidence of a single witness. Even if that was the case, our law is clear. It is competent for a court to convict on the evidence of a single witness with satisfaction. But that is not the case. there is ample independent evidence that is corroborating the single witness.
The matter was postponed to June 4 for the state to add another accused. Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.